This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get up another hour of What's On Your Mind. One more time, the name of the show is What's On Your Mind. That's a question. There's a question mark at the end there. And that's where you come in to join the program and let us know what's on your mind. I hope it's veterans today. I hope veterans are on your mind. I hope you're thinking about all of the things we take for granted and day-to-day freedoms that we have, all as a way of, they, with their own blood, sweat, and tears, bought for us. We don't have the freedoms we enjoy without veterans, so we're thanking veterans today, trying to come up with maybe a cut above in the way of a thank you, a celebration, a way of life in which we really honor those veterans. So we need your help doing that. 800-228-0550 is how you call us and share. You can text 701, either 367-2054, that's for me, or Todd at 226-8503. We're going to talk a little bit about what now on Measure 3, and look back on maybe why it didn't pass and what we expect from the chair of the Healthy and Productive ND Group. We're also going to talk with Greg Tavine from Emerging Prairie and talk a little bit about the Cultivate Conference that's coming to town Thursday. The latest cutting edge on agriculture. North Dakota's such a leader in ag. Only appropriate that the Cultivating Conference be here and facilitate this conversation. Greg will tell us more about that coming up here in just a little bit. All right, David in Fargo is first, and then Dustin in Hazen. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Scott, I'm one of the on the board with the Honor Flight. I saw you had a question on how often. We go try to take them twice a year, but, if they've been on a flight, then, of course, they get one opportunity to go. And we are now taking mostly Korean right now. Last time we had about 8 World War II veterans still. But eventually we'll get into the Vietnam vets, and I would think, we'll continue. We've had 7 of the recent flights out of Fargo-Moorhead since 2015, and hopefully we'll get a chance. We'll go again in May of 2019 and then again in October of 2019.
And, we spent a little time today saying how can we honor vets better here than they do anywhere. Honor Flight is a cut above. It is just an extraordinary experience. If you look at these veterans, I mean grown men, when I was along with World War II vets in their 80s, late 80s, and tears streamed down their face. One fellow I'll never forget, we're on the flight home looking out, sun setting, and he looks out that sunset, he turns back to me and says, I can die now. I said, what? He said, I can die now. I've honored my, the buddies that fell. I've been here on this trip. That was like the capstone for his life. Right there. It's incredible. It really is, David. You guys do great work.
Well, it's a, and if anybody is interested, we have a website, www.veteranshonorflightofndmn.org. So they can get an application there, any information. All of our contact information would be there. We're also on Facebook. So, please contact us if you have any questions.
Yeah, sign up. Don't be shy. I mean, if you haven't been there and want to be part of this, take that in. The vets pay nothing. It's really an amazing endeavor.
That one lady called about 20 years that didn't serve during the war. They're all veterans. Everyone, they served their country. My daughter's father-in-law said, well, I didn't go overseas. I said, but But you know what? You gave, Marv, you gave of your time. You served your country when your country needed you. And they needed you in the United States wherever you served at that time. So please, yes, they're all veterans. We're all veterans. We're all brothers.
Makes sense, David. I'm glad you called. One more time on that website for folks that want to sign up for the honor flights.
All right. It's www.veteransflightofndmn.org.
Great. Appreciate it, David. Thanks for doing that. It's a good,
good
cause.
And, you know, there's a phone number you can call, too, Scott.
Okay.
Area code is 218-28-HONOR. Now, I don't know what, H-O-N-O-R. So 218-28-HONOR. And that will hook you up with somebody that can give them all the information they need to.
Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you calling. And
thank you, Scott, for all you do for us veterans. We appreciate it.
You take care, and those Honor Flight volunteers, absolutely tireless, meticulous attention to detail. I mean, you can't even believe it. One time, we took a 747, from Fargo to Washington, D.C., and there's been a number of 757s. Kevin Kramer started and helped fundraise for the Rough Rider fundraiser, and they took all 757s. But I think it was one time we took a 747. And, of course, it's a big plane, right? It's loaded up with, I think, 300 and some vets. And somehow I ended up in the cockpit of this thing. And what an experience. What an absolute experience. And the crew, the pilot, co-pilot, navigator, they're giddy. They're just giddy. They're like kids. They're so excited that they've got all these vets. And every tower that they handed off to, you know, so they'd start in the East Coast and, you know, come this way. Every one of them would say, hey, whatever their call sign was, what do you got going there? I mean, unusual for a 747 at, I forget what time of night, but it was a strange time and strange size bird to be headed to Fargo. So they knew something was up and they would ask, what are you carrying? What's going on? And the conversation between the pilots and the towers and other pilots was, we've got a plane load of heroes. Plane load of heroes. Vets coming back from honor flight. And all of them would, oh, please give our best. And it was just marvelous. It really was fantastic. All right, Dustin and Hazen, what's on your mind?
I just want to give a shout out to Veterans Outdoors Adventures of North Dakota. It's a non-profit organization out of Mott that takes veterans on outdoor hunts and adventures.
Is that any vet, Dustin, or is it disabled vets, or how do they decide who gets to go on the hunts?
They are the only organization that will take any vet or 911 responder. You do not have to be service-connected disability.
Oh.
All the other ones, you have to be service-connected. They're the only ones that you do not have to be.
What kind of a hunt are they going?
They just got back from Kansas on an exotic ram hunt. They've been down to Florida, gator hunting. Do several pheasant hunts. North Dakota Game and Fish donated them a whitetail buck tag this year. So they're taking a veteran on a whitetail buck hunt down by Mott. They've made trips out to Montana, South Dakota. They generally do four trips a year, two in-state and two out-of-state.
That is really neat. Really neat. And is there a way folks can contact them to learn more, family members that could contact them and learn more about the hunts?
Yeah, they're both on Facebook, and if you just do a Google search of Veterans Outdoors Adventures, North Dakota, they'll pop up. They have a website there, too.
Say the name one more time.
Veterans Outdoors Adventures of North Dakota.
Very interesting. All right, Dustin, thanks a lot. Glad to hear from Hazen today on the program. Here's Delaware. Jerry's calling.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Jerry. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a Bismarck native, but my wife spent her adolescent years in Wilmington, Delaware. So here we are, spending some time in Delaware and sometimes in North Dakota.
There you go. Beautiful.
But, yeah, and it's a beautiful state out here. It's very beautiful. What I wanted to say was I was in the National Guard for 20 years. There's a couple of things I want to mention. The woman who said that if you didn't serve 20, you weren't recognized as a veteran. I think maybe she maybe thinking of the VFW. If you want to be a member of the VFW, which is Veterans of Foreign Wars, it would almost require that you be a veteran serving in war. But I'm not sure. They may have changed their membership requirements, but at one time that's what it was. I'm a member of the American Legion. I was a 20-year National Guard veteran, part of it in North Dakota and part of it in Arizona.
Jerry, do me a favor. Hang on here. Maybe you could tell me some Joe Biden stories and finish what you wanted to say after this break. We're just up against the clock here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Scott Hannon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Stutzman, Lemoore, Dunn, Burley, Stark, Pembina, Grand Forks, and Norman counties in North Dakota and Minnesota. And excellent construction and farm equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Moorhead, Minnesota. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Tonight, my wife and I will be hosting a little gathering at the Pizza Ranch, another of our Midnight Sun tours across North Dakota. Just an informal conversation where you get a chance to ask some questions. We hand out the brochures. We tell you about what we like. We answer your questions about, you know, what should I wear? How should I pack? What, you know, some people that are going, some people that are thinking about going. It's a very informal, fun event. And not even an event. Just, you know, like a little open house. 5:30 to 7 tonight, Pizza Ranch in Fargo, okay? CJ is here from Dak Diesel to tell us about what he can do for your diesel engine. Whatever it is, truck and tractor, I mean, they do it all. They can fix it. CJ, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. Yeah, ready for a brand new week here and celebrating our veterans to kick things off. How are things going at the shop?
Good. Busy like usual. You know, it's almost every time I call in, that's the story down here. So, yeah, just go, go, go. You know, a lot of calls this morning, you know, a few breakdowns, a couple guys, you know, wondering about their after-treatment system on, you know, their big semis, you know, so just getting some information on what they can do to get that fixed and have no more issues down the road. So, you know, no matter, like you said, no matter what it is, you know, whether it's your pickup, truck, tractor, you know, ag equipment, construction equipment, definitely give us a call. You know, we can take care of it. You know, got the guys busy this morning. I'm busy too. So just finishing up a few projects here that I've told you about in the past.
We lose our connection to CJ? No, why not?
Busy man, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to get you back on the road. So, Bismarck, 24-hour service available. Dak Diesel, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Give them a call for vehicle repair and maintenance on anything diesel. Okay, Jerry is back, who is a North Dakotan that also spent some time in Delaware. I had to make a little Joe Biden joke there that you mentioned it was beautiful there. I wondered if it was beautiful with or without Joe Biden. Is you know, beautiful when he's traveling and not so good when he's in the state or what, Jerry?
He's pretty eloquent, I've got to say that. My wife does have a – am I on the line?
You are, sir, yes.
Yeah, okay. My wife, you wanted some story about him. My wife does have a picture of him when she was in high school. He came to their high school that was just after that tragic accident that took his first wife and I'm not sure how many others, but she has a picture of him with Bo, which is his son that passed away here a year or two ago. Yeah. In his arms with, and they're both kind of bandaged up from the accident. It's a very, very interesting picture. But anyway, in regard to the veterans thing, I just wanted to say, when people, and I love it, when they say thank you for your service, my response is always thank you for giving me the opportunity to be of service. Because through the Guard, through the Army National Guard, my bachelor's degree was completely paid for. And I had the fortune of working for a large wholesale power cooperative in Bismarck. I won't mention names. But through them, my master's degree was paid for. So there are ways to get those things done. And when it comes to doing more for vets, I'm in favor of doing more for them in any way that will make them more independent, more capable, more self-sustaining. When I heard a certain individual a few years ago say, "You didn't do that," that just makes my blood boil. I want people to reach within themselves, use their imagination, use their ability to achieve and accomplish, and that's the way people should be living. When you do that, you're fulfilling what human nature is meant to be. Thanks for the soapbox.
No, I'm glad you did it, Jerry. Thank you for your service. We appreciate you very much. Thanks a bunch. Come back soon. 800-228-0550. Ronald Reagan had a great tribute to veterans. I don't know about you, but I could listen to Ronald Reagan read out of the phone book and be riveted. Right? I mean, that's just Ronald Reagan. That's way, but when he's actually talking about the precious resource of our freedom and the veterans who bought it and paid for it with their own blood, sweat, and tears, it's pretty incredible. Ronald Reagan.
A few moments ago, I placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And as I stepped back and stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer. And it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment, and I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I, the armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all Americans' prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. For all we can ever do for our heroes is remember them and remember what they did, and memories are transmitted through words. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. There's always someone who is remembering for us. No matter what time of year it is or what time of day, there are always people who come to this cemetery, leave a flag or a flower or a little rock on a headstone. And they stop and bow their heads and communicate what they wished to communicate. I think sometimes of General Matthew Ridgway, who, the night before D-Day, tossed sleepless on his cot and talked to the Lord and listened for the promise that God made to Joshua. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. We're surrounded today by the dead of our wars. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us. All we can do is try to see that other young men never have to join them. Today, as never before, we must pledge to remember the things that will continue the peace. Today, as never before, we must pray for God's help in broadening and deepening the peace we enjoy. Let us pray for freedom and justice and a more stable world. And let us make a compact today with the dead. A promise in the words for which General Ridgway listened. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Ronald Wilson Reagan, 40th President of the United States, and a great one. All right, folks, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Talking Ag Innovation next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Northern California wildfire is now the deadliest and the most destructive in that state's history. The Camp Fire has killed 29 people, and it's destroyed over 6,000 homes and other buildings. In Southern California, this man barely escaped the Woolsey Fire.
I have a 9-month pregnant wife. It's been the most terrible thing that's ever happened to our family.
The man accused of sending pipe bombs to over a dozen critics of President Trump will be returning to court soon today. Cesar Sayoc has a pre-trial hearing in federal court in New York City. The 56-year-old Sayoc is facing charges of waging a domestic terrorist attack. A football fan in critical condition after falling out of the stands at Nissan Stadium in Nashville during the Titans game against the Patriots yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Isn't that beautiful? She Daisy. I love it. Veterans Day tribute there on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for all the calls, questions, comments. I got a few good ideas going here on how we can properly honor vets, and more importantly, got a chance to thank a lot of them. I mentioned earlier a World War II vet that we had the honor of interviewing on this program, Leo McCulkey. We got a shout out earlier for a Sergeant Owen McCulkey, United States Marine Corps active duty. His great uncle is Leo. So that was kind of a nice connection. Thank you for that. Another says, my stepson is in military intelligence. He's overseas. It's so secret that when he comes home, he cannot tell us anything or even where he's at. Proud of him for giving this to the country. Although as a dad, I'm always asking, and he's not telling. I like that. I'd like to say thank you to all the veterans and my brothers, CSM Justin, Kosovo Iraq vet, First Sergeant Josh, Kosovo vet, currently deployed in the Middle East, and Specialist Joel Gocce, is that how you say it? Gocce? G-O-C-H-E, Iraq vet, very proud to be their brother. That's a nice brother, giving them a shout-out right there. How often are the veteran flights to D.C. offered? Thank you so much, Vietnam-specific. Vietnam right now. No, not Vietnam yet. Finishing Korea and then Vietnam, but there'll be more. So that's why you go to the website and get all signed up on that as well. Okay, very good. Appreciate that very much, folks, and you just keep that coming. All right, let's talk a little ag and a little innovation. Two very important topics to the future of North Dakota. My friend Greg Tavine is here. Greg is the executive director of Emerging Prairie. They're putting on a Cultivate conference this Thursday. And honoring your time, packing a lot in a short period of time, but the talent that is amassed for this event is pretty extraordinary. So I want you to listen close because I think you'll enjoy what's going to happen on Thursday. And we'll be there broadcasting live as well. Greg, how you doing?
Hey, doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back on the program. Congrats on another great Cultivate. Tell folks what you have planned.
Well, we realized that there is a tremendous amount of talent and experience in North Dakota and our broader region as it comes to agriculture. We are preparing our second annual Cultivate Conference, which focuses on the convergence of technology and agriculture. This is a conference that we're excited about as we try to bring farmers to the audience. We bring bankers. We bring technologists. To create conversations on how that grower, that specialist can work with the technology to create better outcomes for the family farmer and ultimately the end consumer that gets to enjoy the products created.
You know, I think people that are in the business recognize that the technology is changing and there's a lot of benefits there. That we hear about things in other industries where the needle has moved very fast. I think of, for instance, the ability to have the GPS precision, right, and to go out and test the soils, know what goes where, and put the, and just the steering that's going on, the geosteering that happens. So all of that's pretty cool. Is the pace changing at a breakneck speed as far as the new technology, the new innovation that ideas like I just mentioned that are now sort of second nature are in the works and will be available to growers again soon?
I think the great challenge as the technology increases is the access to data, right? Most technologies are collecting data, whether it be on weather forecasting, certain products, certain yields. But how do we turn that data into information? How do we take the technology created by these innovators, but make it in a way that the farmers can benefit from them? One of the things I love about this event is the final panel is our farmers panel. We call it the Angry Farmers Panel, where we give the farmers the last word to talk about what they actually need. They tell stories of technologists pitching them on how these companies can save them so many dollars per yield. But yet the farmers get to tell how it really is. And that's one of the things that we think is special about this conference is giving the farmers the last word. This isn't an event that is here to tell the farmers what to do. This is an event where the farmers can talk to the technologists and share what they need.
That's pretty amazing. Talk about some of the talent you're bringing in. Who will we hear from on Thursday?
Well, Chris Johnson is a regional farmer. He'll be on that farmers panel. He was definitely the highlight last year, sharing tangible information that the technologists could use from. But we're drawing regionally. We've got Kevin Kimley coming from Iowa State University. He runs the entrepreneurship initiatives there. Works very closely with Eric Peterson, Peterson Farm and Seed family. Eric runs Summit Farms in Iowa. We're excited that local entrepreneur Nick Horeb will be with us from Harvest Profit. And then some more out of found, and then Lee, Becky Newell from Leverage, which is a software startup out of Barnesville, talking about accounting software for farmers. We'll be bringing in Leela Watson from Florida that has Innit Weather. Looking at how farmers can use some new data as it relates to weather forecasting. And Tillable is coming. Corbett Cull is coming from Chicago. And he's got a platform to help farmers that want to rent farm find people that have farms to rent. So technology platforms to help those folks out.
By the way, this is Thursday, as I mentioned, kind of a compact schedule, which I think is great. People are busy, and to pack all that in, 1 until 5 on the stage at Island Park in Fargo for this today. So the technology that's out there obviously takes bandwidth, takes more infrastructure. Do we have that in the rural areas now so farmers could take advantage of this infrastructure as it comes online?
Absolutely. Midco is going to be there with the Dakota Carrier Network to do a panel facilitated by Bill Wilson of North Dakota State University, where they're going to be talking about how their technologies can support farmers across the Red River Valley and beyond. So they're talking about the access for sensors, internet, the Internet of Things. These organizations are committed deeply to helping technology be enabled on the family farm.
The conference exploring the convergence of technology and agriculture, as we talked about, connecting the agriculture ecosystem. What is the agriculture ecosystem? What does that mean, Greg?
Well, we think about the grower. It's not just the grower. It's their partners. It's the agronomist. It's the family banker, whether it's a local bank, a national bank. And then it's the hardware providers, whether it's Rust Sales driving innovation for their clients. John Deere in Fargo that's designing the electronics in the region. The ecosystem is all those folks that work together to support that farmer to create the highest yield for the for their operation.
So there'll be attendees from all areas of agriculture and technology there on Thursday?
Yeah, areas of technology, the farmers themselves, the service providers. It's a real cross-section. I mean, there's some folks, there's a dairy farmer coming in from central Wisconsin. We've got folks from the area, and then we've got folks from across the region. Jeremy Zwinger, a North Dakota State University graduate who does work in the rice industry, is flying in from California to attend. So it's a wide variety of folks. It's a high-paced event. It's fun. It's light. And our hope is just to connect folks, to help them meet each other and continue to build relationships.
Sounds fantastic. 1 until 5 on Thursday. And how do folks sign up? How can they be part of this?
The best way is to go to Emerging Prairie and search in our conferences. You're looking for Cultivate. If you are a grower, we've got 30 tickets still available free for farmers. We want to support farmers, their core audience. And anybody else, you can just buy your ticket on emergingprairie.com. So if you're a farmer, just send us an email. Let us know you want to come. We'll give you a free ticket. Everybody else can just pay for their ticket. I think they're $75 on emergingprairie.com under Cultivate.
You will not be disappointed. This will just—it makes your hair tingle to think about all the possibilities and the things that are happening in the future. And why not here? We're such
and
a
Scott. You'll be announcing that you're free to drive a truck for any of these farmers free of charge while you do your radio show, right? You'll be offering your service.
I will, Greg. But they may need some more insurance. Yeah, they might. We'll drive those big rigs, but we've spent some time on a number of different farms doing the show and just asking what's on your farm here, learning, getting up the cab of a combine and hanging out as calves are born, and I absolutely love it because I think it's what makes the Midwest go. There's no doubt about it. We are so blessed to have a lot of really smart people. You know, politically, people say, well, I wish we were back to the family farm. I mean, the family farm is such a thing of the past. The family farm now is a multi-zillion-dollar operation, right? You just, they're big and they're smart, and the business savvy they have, and every counting every penny. I mean, it's really amazing. So it is. I have unending respect. And we'll enjoy Thursday immensely. So look forward to seeing you, Greg.
All right. Thanks, Scott. And just got one more quick thing is that this is the celebration of the innovation from the region. I think we have so much to be proud of with the history of agriculture and innovation in the region. And this is just trying to build on that momentum and success of great banking organizations, of great hardware innovation, great software innovation. It's a convergence of the celebration and exploring the future.
Another reason to take it in. I mean, we are on the cutting edge of a lot of this technology. So as you say, a lot of regional talent here, and that farmers panel. Farmers, you go free, so just go to emergingprairie.com while the tickets last and get your free event for this. And it's just a packing a lot in over a number of days. A agriculture conference that convenes leaders to take a look at tech innovations closely. How they're being created, how they're currently building, what are they searching for in the industry, and all corners of the agriculture ecosystem will be there, so it'll be great. And you get all the content, the panels, and the industry booths, and complimentary snacks, and non-alcoholic beverages, so it should be great. A lot of folks coming together. EmergingPrairie.com for more, and buy your tickets. Thanks a bunch, Greg.
We'll see
you there.
All right. See you Thursday, Scott.
You bet. We're going to talk with some of the folks that, by the way, are participating in that Thursday on the show. Because obviously we're on the air before it gets going a little bit, but just to remind you, 1 until 5 when that takes place, okay? Simple as that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. You call, they go. Simple as that. You need a wireline? Boom, they're gone. With their 200 years of combined experience in the wireline industry, that means something, too. Williston, Dickinson locations, anywhere in western North Dakota, they go. GoWireline.com. And if you're looking for a great career, great company, GoWireline.com/careers as well. One of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. More after this. Don't go away.
At 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey,
I'm Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Second and Main in Valley City, North Dakota is a destination. That's where in 1977 the magic of Pizza Corner Pizza was created. A family recipe that included a pizzeria-style crust, tangy tomato sauce, and best of all, generous amounts of the finest quality toppings. Soon, Pizza Corner Pizza was dubbed the finest anywhere. Today, that tradition continues, and with the fresh, updated look of Pizza Corner Pizza, we're confident the legacy will live on. Purchase one from your local grocery store today. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon. My wife, Maria, and I, our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juben. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of the lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juben helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juben?
You can go Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I have a whole new batch of ideas for classes you could take that would put you in a position to save lives. That's right. We're all about safety on this program, thanks to our wonderful partnership with the North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety. Dot com. That's right. Claims 101 is something WSI is doing. Claims 101. And you can find out more about that at workforcesafety.com and register there for the calendar. Injury reporting, what constitutes a work injury, the roles and players on a work comp claim, designated medical provider, claims management philosophy, all of that. Workforcesafety.com. All right. Some days coming up, November 28th, 29th in Fargo, November 30th in Devil's Lake on that. Also, the North Dakota Safety Council has some courses planned for late November, early December that include Alive at 25, a defensive driving course, great for young drivers. Parents, you don't want to get that call. You don't want to see the trooper at the front door. You don't. We all need to be defensive drivers, but especially the youngsters. December 2nd, few hours. Incredible. Sometimes you get a discount, too, from your insurer for that. CPR, AED, first aid, Fargo, November 20th. The pediatric course, December 8th in Bismarck. There's Hazwoper courses. There's confined space entry courses. There's fall protection awareness. And there's the OSHA 10 class for industry. Bismarck, November 20th through 21st. NDSC.org for that. Just go to the icon that says training right at the very top. NDSC.org. Let's go to Todd, calling from somewhere in North Dakota today. Todd, where are you?
McCluskey.
McCluskey, North Dakota. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to the veterans and our service personnel. And yesterday in church, we had a reading, and it's entitled, It's the Soldier, but my phone won't allow me to read that and talk to you at the same time, so I was hoping Todd could Google it quickly, and you could read it on air. It's very fitting and nails the head right, or nails the nail on the head.
Yeah, I think we've read that before on the air. Someone's called in. I love it. It's the Soldier, right?
It's the Soldier.
Yeah, and it kind of goes through the list of where your freedoms came from.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
All right. We'll get on that.
Okay. Thank you much. I really enjoyed the show.
You bet. Appreciate that very much. Here's one I found, Bye. Todd. This might save you the... the hoarse voice. I guess this is just the music. Not the same. Did you find
it? Gee whiz.
It's nice music, but it'd be better if you were reading...
It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us the freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the... I'm off the beat again. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who's given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who's given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. Whoa.
That is good. Appreciate that call very much. Very well done. Very well done today. No doubt about it. All right, last chance to get a shout out in for a vet today on the program, 258-0550. Here's a texter. A veteran is anyone who served in the military, whether in combat or support role, peacetime or war. As a young person, you wrote a check that your country could cash at any time. You are part of the small percentage of people who put their hopes and dreams on hold for the greater good. God bless America. Yes. Someone else has texted, darn Russians. Anyone want to try and figure out why that is?
Well, that was the CJ call dropping. That was when he texted that.
Okay. The Russians are targeting CJ, you think? Is that
could be.
Is that the problem?
My guess.
Okay. Now, remember, tonight on POV, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox, 6:30 on KX4, I will be talking with a Navy SEAL who has had some significant challenges in getting, once he came back after, you know, his tenure. I think he was both Iraq and Afghanistan. PTSD is what he came home with, which, you know, caused him a lot of family issues and work issues and everything else. There is one area. There is one area where we can do better. And that is treating PTSD. And there is ways to work, but the VA scoffs at it. I don't understand. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. You'll find out more. Let me get Mike in Bismarck in here real quick. Mike, I got 20 seconds for you to have the last word today.
Yeah, Scott, thanks very much. And I appreciate all you've your program and saying about the vets and so forth. There's just one comment that I'd like to give. You asked for what can we do for more vets. Now, Proposition 4 came in, and it's giving discounts or free license plates to volunteers.
Yep, and, first responders, yep.
And first responders. And I think it's very nice, and I appreciate them. However, for the state of North Dakota, we get as a vet.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry. We're out of time. Will you call tomorrow so we can finish this conversation? God bless you, and thanks for your service. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.